DW.
The path looked just right for a country stroll, all green and somehow remote from the nearest houses. But a couple hundred meters away from a quiet street of Carrière-sous-Boissy, a suburban town some 40 kilometers west of Paris, lies the biggest illegal landfill in France.
On a absolutely de tout comme type de déchets. On a des déchets du bâtiment, et notamment avec de l'amiante.
We have everything here, every type of waste. We have construction waste and asbestos, also bathtubs, wood, rubble, absolutely everything. From what I counted, there is approximately 7,000 to 8,000 tons of waste on 47 hectares in total.
Répartis sur 47 hectares.
Since the early 2000s, locals have been battling with illegal waste piling up between 7 and 38 tons. The area was previously used to grow food before lead contamination ended it. Alban Bernard lives next to the wasteland.
On se baladait avec mon chien et puis je me suis retrouvé comme ça.
We were walking around with my dog and I came nose to nose with an ocean of waste just in front of me. And then I was disgusted. I don't even have words today to tell you how I feel about this. It horrifies me. It makes my hair stand on end. It disgusts me and I'm furious to see so much waste everywhere. I'll say it how I feel it. I think France is disgusting.
J'ai l'impression qu'aujourd'hui, je vais le dire comme je le ressens, je pense que la France est dégueulasse.
Mr. Bernard has been roaming what he calls la plaine, or the field, for more than a year now. He decided to make a map to highlight where dangerous waste lies.
Il y a de la laine de verre, il y a de l'amiante.
Fiberglass, asbestos, all sorts of dangerous products, cleaning and painting products too. And those dangerous products are going to end up in our glasses, and then we will drink the water from them.
Dans nos verres, et on boira l'eau après. Ah ben voilà, tiens. Extrêmement inflammable, irritant.
Here we go. Extremely flammable, irritating and dangerous for the environment. It's written on the label. Of course, everything we had in this has gone in the earth, and it's going down into the groundwater.
Trucks cannot drop their loads in the field anymore. A town hall decree now strictly forbids it. Today the situation is stuck, partly because many private entities own small parts of the field and gave up trying to get rid of the waste. It was constantly brought in by both companies and people living on those lands, according to the authorities. But this case of illegal wasteland is far from unique. France has only recently started to focus on the problem through its first ever study conducted by the national agency in charge of environmental matters. Christophe Marquet is an engineer there.
L'ensemble du territoire national, y compris les
territoires. The entire country, including overseas, is concerned by this topic. The study clearly shows that the issue of illegal landfills is a long-lasting problem. It's worsening, so we have to be vigilant.
Constante, voire en voie d'aggravation, donc il faut de toute façon toujours rester vigilant.
The Paris region has devoted so far 5.4 million euros to the issue, but local, regional and national levels of government overlap, making the process highly unproductive.
We're in a very complex country. It becomes incomprehensible for people.
Jean-Philippe Dugoin-Clément, the region's vice president.
And yes, in Carrière sous Poissy, you pile up different administrative layers that have overlapping competences. And when everyone is responsible, no one is really.
In Carrière sous Poissy, Alban Bernard blames the construction industry for the damage done.
It's mostly construction, and I ask everyone working in construction to come see what's happening in the sea of waste and tell me if it's not construction waste. We're going to see, because this, all of this, is construction waste. Don't tell me otherwise.
Local entrepreneurs are often blamed, but Jean-Jacques Chatelain, who's in charge of the waste problem in the National Confederation for Small Construction Companies, puts the blame elsewhere.
J'ai découvert qu'il y avait des circuits parallèles qui existaient, que en fait aujourd'hui.
I discovered parallel systems where a company like mine can find a telephone number and an address. It's a bit like Uber, half the usual price, but studies revealed they throw the waste wherever they please, and they could be, we have to be careful, part of the people who do not manage their waste well. When you've called them to make it right, maybe that's where we should be more careful on our part.
The situation only worsens because recycling centers open to construction waste and to toxic waste, especially in rural areas, are hard to access. Issues include
the cost you cannot put on the invoice, how recycling centers are scattered around me, how close they are, and also the different places according to the products they take in. If we're talking about asbestos, for instance, you cannot do what you want with that.
So, Carrière sous Poissy is only the tip of the iceberg. France is below the European average when it comes to recycling waste. 42% against 66% in Germany, for instance.
Ça fait partie des sujets pour le coup où nous nous souhaitons dans le cadre du plan régional.
It's one of the issues for which we're trying to push for more coordination in the regional plan for waste, for instance. But I think personally that we have to be stringent on illegal landfills, that we need to strengthen sanctions because today the risk is still relatively low for them.
Relativement faible.
The Ministry of Environment is currently working on the issue of illegal wastelands and should include it in a larger environmental law in the upcoming month. In the meantime, in France's largest illegal dump...
What's not here is being abandoned elsewhere. I'm currently mapping illegal landfills in France, and I can tell you there are more and more every day. When you click on See the Map, you see absolutely all illegal landfills in France. We're almost up to 100 as of today.
From time to time, the city hall tries to clean small parts of the land with local volunteers. But Alban Bernard fears that inhabitants may still have to wait for a long time before the area is permanently cleaned up and safe again to walk around. Marion Lefebvre, DW, Paris.
DW.